I love the 23rd Psalm. I remember learning it when I was still in elementary school, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, or at least the Flintstones did. But the other day, I saw something in the 23rd Psalm that I had never really noticed before. And as I was reading through it, I noticed that there is a place where it changes, and it's a change that's both abrupt and beautiful at the same time. And I was so encouraged by it, I want to share it with you this morning. That's the way the Word of God is. You can be reading the same passage over and over again for years when suddenly God shows you something that lights up the page. You never saw it before. And that's just one reason why we need to stay consistently in the Word of God, because the Spirit moves there to bring to light His truth into each day that we would not see if we did not go there. And that brings us to our scripture this morning. Not the 23rd Psalm, we'll get to that, but some verses that share the same truth through a beautiful promise from Jesus. So please have your Bibles in front of you and open them to John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. Here they are. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Well, Jarek plays, let's take a moment to pray silently that the Lord will move in our hearts so that this truth, this promise, becomes more real to us than ever before. Let's ask Him for that now, shall we? I'm so grateful for our musicians. I'm here off the camera directing Jarek, not with, you know, a director's 4-4, but with actually just doing this. Do it again. Now, there's so much happening in just a few verses in this 10th chapter of John, verses 11 through 15. First, Jesus is alluding to the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, where God says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. So this is actually another affirmation from Jesus that He is actually God. And His listeners would have known that passage and understood the meaning behind His words, because you see the same metaphor throughout the Hebrew Bible. The 23rd Psalm, Psalm 80, Isaiah 40, verse 11, all refer to God as a shepherd. And the next to last book of the Old Testament, Zechariah, tells of the coming of the kingdom of God, and it describes the Lord as a good shepherd and contrasts him with foolish shepherds who don't care about the sheep, a reference to Israel's leaders. So the comparisons, especially for Jesus' listeners in that moment, are very clear. Now, a common sheepfold in Jesus' day was a stone square or a circle with just one gap in it. And the gap was less than the size of the height of a man. So a shepherd would lie down in that gap to prevent the sheep from wandering out and especially to protect them from predators. He would make himself vulnerable in that way, placing himself at risk. And that makes me think of another way Jesus described himself here in this passage of John. And he does it twice. In verse 11, he says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And in verse 15, he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. So here, Jesus is clearly referring to what's about to happen. He's referring to his cross. He's referring to making himself vulnerable to sin and death and the devil for each of us. As Jarek plays for a moment, let's bow our heads, bow our hearts, and think about what Jesus has done for us, and thank our Savior for his perfect sacrifice for us. So you may have been wondering, when are we going to get to the 23rd Psalm? And here we come. That observation, that truth, that really hit home to me. Now, to set this up, we often think of the 23rd Psalm as a prayer, don't we? But it doesn't start out that way. It begins with David describing God and how he makes him lie down in green pastures and leads him beside still waters and restores his soul, guiding him in the paths of righteousness. All of these beautiful things. But in the fourth verse, there's a change. Everything changes. And instead of talking about God, David begins to talk to him. And the thing that really gets me about that is where this happens. Where is David in his mind when all of this turns so very personal? Where is he walking? Not just in his memory, but in his mind as he's considering the possibilities of his everyday life. Where does this psalm turn so personal? Right in the middle of the valley of the shadow of death. And oh, I love that. That's where, if you take a closer look, you'll see that everything changes here. It's no longer he does this, he is this. It's you. You are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Meaning both you protect and correct me. You prepare a table. You provide for me. You anoint my head with oil. You set me apart as royalty, as your special one. My cup overflows, and your goodness and your mercy will follow or pursue me. Again, you may remember that's the meaning of that word in the Hebrew. It's very active. But again, notice this, where all of it turns, where all of it gets so personal, is when David has been fearing for his life, in that moment, he sees that God is right there. And I look at that and I think, what a necessary reminder for you and me in these uncertain days. It is in that place of fear and uncertainty, the valley of the shadow of death, that David shows us how he has seen the faithfulness of God in the most intimate way. Now, take that and place that against what we already know Jesus is, the good shepherd who lays down his life. He would die for us so that we could have the hope of eternal life. He is that good, that merciful, that faithful, a shepherd and friend, that he would meet us in the valley of the shadow of death. And take what would be coming to us on himself to set us free for eternal life. And so here on this Communion Sunday, we come back briefly to one more thing Jesus said in the 14th verse of our passage in the 10th chapter of John. He said, I know my sheep. And my sheep know me. This is where it all comes home, or better put, where we can. He wants us to know him, and we were meant to. Earlier in this chapter, he speaks of his sheep hearing his voice, and that means he calls us. And remember the sheepfold? In this same chapter, he also calls himself, a little bit earlier if you read it, he calls himself the gate. And he says, whoever enters through me will be saved. Oh, he longs to offer us his peace and deliverance from evil. And just a word from him brings peace and hope in even the darkest places. Because knowing him, truly knowing him, changes everything. Oh, to know that you are his and he is yours, it's not sentimentalism. If you go back and read these first 15 verses in the 10th chapter of John, you'll see this is the very reason he came. You and I are loved with this perfect love. And he longs to draw us near, close to himself. And you may be wondering, would he have me after what I've done, what I've been? But remember, he said that he came to seek and to save what was lost. And that means you and I can be found in his love, no matter how lost we've been, because he is that good. Oh, how good is our shepherd who meets us in the darkest places, and precisely in those places, you and I can turn to him and you and I can find his hope, and we can know that hope and live into it personally. Oh, how blessed we can be to know him. So let's run to him. Knowing he's calling, knowing he's waiting, and knowing he will not turn us away. Let's pray, and then Jarek will play. Father, thank you. Thank you for your Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the work that you do in us, that you are his presence with us. Thank you that right now we can know his presence. Emmanuel, God with us, Lord Jesus, what you have done for us. Oh, we praise you. Lord, we confess that we would be so lost without you. And if there's someone within the sound of my voice who says, you know, I've never really asked him to save me. But yes, Oh, I want to know him. I want his love in my life. I'm tired of running things in my own strength. I want to let him lead. So Lord, would you do that? Would you forgive me of my sins? Would you give me your spirit? Help me to make a new beginning with you. Lord, thank you that you meet us as we pray a prayer like that. You are so good. You truly are our good shepherd. And we love you and we worship you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jarek is going to play, and then after that we will share the Lord's table together.